Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep. A catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
So the NutriMedical Report, and one of the things that's amazing is the orchestra of technologies we have assembled over many years. Now, we've been here 13 and a half years in Genesis. I've been doing functional medicine since the late 1970s, and before I was an ecologist in 1973 working as an oceanographer before I went into medicine in 73. And I can tell you I'm at the tippy top of my career now. I'm actually advancing a combination of technologies which I'm patenting that are going to result in zero aging. The first thing you need to do with zero aging is don't drink sick or contaminated water that has radiotoxins, pesticides, feminizing fluorides, chloride or bromides, particles of viruses and bacteria that are being pro-inflammatory, or pathogens. For example, to tell you if you're getting chemotherapy, do not drink tap water in anywhere in America. Because if you do, you're going to get contaminating viruses, bacteria, and things like Giardia and Lamblia that will kill you. It won't give you a bad day. It'll kill you if you have chemo, and your immune system is suppressed if you have just tap water. So if tap water is so great, called potable, why would somebody under chemo with their immune system suppressed die from exposure to tap water? That's pretty bad, isn't it?
Our water systems are a mess. It's really just all there is to it. Is it's really kind of a fantasy that we have safe drinking water. We have, you know, what they call potable water, which means that you can drink it and it's going to take you 20 years to kill you instead of getting sick and having to run to the doctor tomorrow. But it really is sad that the state of our infrastructure is as bad as it is, and that we continue to pour money into all the things other than what the government's supposed to do, and that's number one. One of the primary roles of government is to maintain the infrastructure.
Yeah, but they're led by people that are unwise, okay? They learned a lesson in the ancient societies, whether it's ancient Greece or Rome or the Levant and so on, that if you didn't have a philosopher class of people that were wiser than the warrior kings, society died. It rose for a period of time, and over 100 to 200 years, it died. And that's what's happening with our culture. We have, for example, regulators that don't have any background in functional medicine, toxicology, etc. And they say, well, we regulated 34 or 45 out of 10,807 new chemicals every day in the biosphere. And you should feel fine about that. And then they change the toxic level after a few years. Say, well, by the way, we finally got a few more studies, and we're going to increase the toxic load or decrease it, which I find amazing. They'll say, don't worry about that stuff. That we used to think that was toxic at a certain level. Well, you can have 100 times more than that. It won't hurt you legally. They'll say that. And how are you going to prove that? Well, most people aren't going to do advanced total whole blood level, dual coupled nuclear magnetic spectroscopy with a neutron flux beam. They're not even going to know how to do it. So what I get a kick out of is people, including doctors and people that pretend that they're experts and don't know SHI. I mean, it really is gross. And that's why I'd say 2% of doctors are scientists and have at least science behind their background, even if they're not empathic. And the rest of them are pretty well useless. And that includes medical doctors, chiropractors, naturopaths. They just don't understand how toxic it is. You can't take nutraceuticals and say, well, I'll just drink the tap water and I'll be fine. It tastes good. Or I'll drink bottled water when it's got plastic in it or it's got fluorinated water, like a lot of the bottling companies that are tied to Coca-Cola and Pepsi-Cola. They fluorinate their water. People don't get this, do they? They think it's okay. That's why I tell them, people, I've got my old water for creating, you know, sparkling water. We call it with carbon dioxide, you know, with a carbonator. But, you know, and if you want to add extra minerals, we already have the fourth phase of our system to add the minerals to your water. A 9 to 18 parts per million of calcium magnesium after a linear charcoal, the best RO membrane, and then an ion exchange resin. So the only thing left is water. And the water molecules are so happy, they crawl over each other and form little spikes in the ice cubes of your ice tray. It's kind of, I call them, instead of ice cubes, I call them angel cubes. Do you like that? Angel cubes? They don't look like regular ice cubes. These are angel cubes. Hey, this is what ice looks like in heaven. They're called angel cubes.
The, you know, and here's the thing, you know, we talk about bottled water and the plastic. Hey, folks, if you're drinking bottled water, you're contributing to the problem. I mean,
right.
you're really making. I mean, one pure water system, you know, is equivalent to removing about 300 plastic bottles a day from the
right.
environment, because the whole process. I mean, gosh, they got us. We fret about the oil coming out of the ground. We worry about the contamination that comes from that, and then we ship the darn stuff somewhere. So it takes a bunch of energy to ship it somewhere. Then they make it. It takes a bunch of energy to make it into plastic, and then they put it into plastic bottles. They ship all those plastic bottles somewhere. They fill them full of water. They ship them somewhere else again, so you can buy them at the store. Then you buy them, you drink them, and you throw this stupid bottle away, or you throw it in what you think is recycle, and it ends up in some landfill, because guess what? Recycle is only good if there's somebody willing to buy it.
Otherwise, well, to be honest with you, I think I would like to see what I call recycle tubes. You know, we have recycle here in California where they actually, and we recycle a lot. Our total garbage, two-thirds of it's recycled because we actually separate it properly. I want to see everything recycled. I want to see a little atomic cubes of different plastics and materials. So when someone wants to build something, they just dial up, oh, that's in such and such a factory. And we actually have underground high-speed tubes, so you can zip it across the country at near Mach 1 speeds, and you can build it, let's say, by a 3D building thing in your garage. In other words, hey, I need so many cubes of this, so many cubes of that, and I just put them in the machine, and I type in what I want to build, and your 3D builder actually builds it. So you can build a toy or a machine or whatever, 3D. That's what the future is. The future is somebody in a garage will have a 3D builder, they'll order the tubes. We'll have recycling tubes running underground all over the country. There'll be no more landfills. There won't be more plastic than fish in the oceans or dumping the toxic pollution into the air, which is destroying our ozone layer and our benthic layer of phytoplankton that convert the carbon dioxide into oxygen. I mean, these morons that think somehow there's too many SUVs. Hey, guess what? Carbon dioxide is good. Plants love it. It's their oxygen. But you don't want toxic pesticides and chemicals, which you can pull out of the air, and you should convert it into solid waste. They could be recycled. I agree with people like Arnold Schwarzenegger, Donald Trump. You need to get more environmentally responsible. But it's not what the environmentalists say. It's drinking clean water. First cycle, the first part of detoxing and even the environment is to make sure the environment in your body. Why are you trashing your body by drinking toxic water? And again, all the other systems out there are garbage. You know, the gravity water systems like the Berkey and everything, they only take out part of the stuff. It's like, hey, guess what? We're going to take out 90% or 70% of this for the first month, and after that, well, maybe 50 or 30%. But don't worry, it tastes good. Or they have these seven filter systems they sell you in the store. You know, you put it through our system, it's better than this other one. And you put wine through it, and you can't see the wine anymore. It's like, no, this is not taking out all the bad stuff. This bad stuff going in your body is going to kill you. First, it'll feminize you guys. Secondly, it'll give you cancer. Third, it'll cross your blood-brain barrier and fry your astrocytes. You're going to get dementia and turn you diabetic. You think, oh, well, that's not bad. I said, look, someday somebody's going to look over his glasses, and it's because of the millions of glasses of water and water use in your food that was toxic. You now have a serious illness. It's a major contributor to illnesses to drink bad water, isn't it?
Well, it's one of the It's one of the primary things that interferes with the immune process, because the immune process then is compromised because it's busy detoxing from crap in the environment, which doesn't allow it to do the job it's got to do in fighting the battle inside when you're sick and diseased.
Right.
And so, you know, it's I get this all the time. I get companies that, hey, you want to be a distributor for our new product? And they, you know, they got some fancy new product and it looks really good. And then I'm like, so what's your rejection rate? Oh, well, it's, you know, we got this fancy new whole house reverse osmosis thing. I'm like, yeah, but what's your rejection rate? And then they go on with more of their spiel.
Oh, they want to spiel and they want to spin. They're like somebody going on Tucker Carlson. I call it the Tucker Carlson effect. You like Tucker? I feel people get tuckered out. You know, they keep lying and not answering the question. It's like getting, the guys from the Democratic Committee trying to complain that Trump is a bad guy and all this stuff. And they keep confabulating like somebody who's getting an alcoholic toxic syndrome. You know, they don't want to answer your questions because they don't have an answer. How's that? They don't have one. They're just
one at best.
Well, they're all full of horse manure is what they are. Attention all shoppers. Let's proceed. What would you say about your system compared, which is again a system that was developed out of the lab to create water so clean it wouldn't screw up experiments? And again, if you're an experiment and you say, hey, we're going to start this experiment called The Life of Me. You know, it's almost like, remember that Canadian actor that was in that, what do they call it, where his whole life was a 24-hour movie. Remember that? The Truman Show. It was Canadian actor, but it was a big U.S. show about a dozen years ago. And this comedian was basically, from the time he was a little boy to the time he was an adult, everything in his life was people watching. They turn on the Truman Show and it's like, hey, we're watching this guy. Now, of course, we've got these Siri things on your phone and you got these things in your home that can watch you and everything on your TV. And everybody is now in the Truman Show, but let's put it this way. Your body is an experiment, and you start off your day as a little boy or girl, and if you're drinking bad water, when you get a little older and you've had your vaccines, your blood-brain barrier breaks down, and you actually, the little spark that says, I'm a really neat kind of individual, starts to go out, and you get autism, or you get cancer as a child, or as an adult, you turn diabetic in your 20s and 30s, or you start to develop health problems like arthritis, and say, how is this happening? Don't be surprised if you're pouring garbage. It's called like the computer thing, GIGO. Garbage in, I call it GIHO. Do you like this? Garbage in, health out. Do you like that, GIHO? Instead of garbage, instead of GIGO, it's GIHO. Garbage in, health out. Do you like that? That's funny, eh?
And the garbage that you're putting in, oftentimes people don't even know they're doing it. That's the bad thing, is it? Or, you know, or they spend huge amounts of energy to, you know, buy the latest nutraceuticals, they go to the high gym, they get their personal trainers, they do all these things, and then they drink tap water or bottled water. And, you know, why take all these expensive supplements and everything else when one, I mean, let's face it, you next to air, the thing you need the most of next is water. Right, you can last a minute or two without air. You can last a day or two without water. You can last a while without food. So let's put them on perspective. After air, water should be pretty high on your list of what's important to make sure.
You're a pretty funny guy. You know that. In other words, what you're saying is, after oxygen, if you don't have clean water, you're a goner.
It's just, it's, you know, I mean, the thing is, and it's so simple. I mean, thankfully, we do have a, I mean, what does our infrastructure do? Our infrastructure delivers water to our house that's poisoned. It's got poison in it. Why does it have poison in it? So the bacteria won't give you sick and send you to the hospital with dysentery tomorrow. So, you know, why would you drink water that's poisoned? So at the very basic level, without worrying about all the other things that are in the water, you should be worrying about drinking water that's poisoned. And then if you're going to take the time to get rid of the poison, you should take the time to get rid of everything else that's in the water that's bad for you, that's hurting right. your body on a daily basis, compromising your immune system so that ultimately you're the one that looks in the mirror and you look, one of the two guys, you or the guy in the mirror, is going to be the one that's got cancer.
Remember that experiment years ago? They call it the Einsteinian travel experiment at the speed of light. Take two guys, and they're in their 20s, and they decide one guy's going to go out to deep space at approaching the speed of light, and the other guy's going to stay home on the Earth and, say, teach physics. And at the end of their return, the guy in deep space is going to return what he thinks is like 4 years later. But his other brother is aged from 25 to 80. So that's what happens to you when you start taking NutriMeds, drinking clean water, and doing our epigenetic frequency therapy and a red deer velvet deer, et cetera. As we add each layer, let's say you get a NovaStem stem cell transplant and you get your bone marrow banked at a bank lab and you join a future club I call, which I want to turn into a religion because I think health should be a religion, to be honest with you. I call it the zero aging, the church of zero aging, where you go and join and you thank God that they sent people like Dr. Deagle and others there. Emissaries are prophets of anti-aging. And the first thing you do is, as a sacrament, is drink clean water. Hey, we shall drink clean water. We shall treat our bodies as a sacred home of the Most High God. We shall sacrifice the ways of toxic killing the planet, killing our bodies and our environment. So we'll have healthy roses and healthy plants that will grow superfood, nutrients, and all the other life forms will sing a song of joy that we've actually decided to be the stewards of a clean planet, a planet that is literally sustainable. Not the sustainability of the maniacs who want to say, hey, the best way to sustain is just to kill all of us carbon-based units off. No, it's to have clean water, clean air, don't poison the planet, make sure it has the carrying capacity to handle us living on it, and treat our bodies as a sacred temple. We don't do that, do we?
We do a very poor job of taking care of our own selves and everything around us.
Well, and we think it's funny, you know. We have all these politics, you know, I call many bloodsuckers, and they don't have any knowledge at all or wisdom. They don't have any caring. That's why I consider health care as a priestcraft. In other words, taking care of the water, you're in a sense like a water priest. You're saying, look, you know, your body deserves care. Even your plants. When I give water to my little plants, let's say in my bathroom or out in our yard, they have filtered water. We have a whole host filter system, so when they're getting water, it's clean. It's clean water. It's actually been cleaned by our whole home system. And then we put it through our system to drink water or to cook with water that actually is what I call sacred water. This is water where the sacrament should be. Yeah, I drink a clean glass of water that actually has angel cubes in the ice cube tray. People say, oh, you're nuts, Deagle. I said, well, if you start treating your body as a sacred temple, maybe you wouldn't get cancer, heart disease, or dementia. Maybe you wouldn't turn diabetic. Maybe you'd be able to lose weight. Maybe you'd stop having arthritis and so on. And we live in a very toxic world. Our world is killing us, isn't it?
Well, I want to go run back to your angel cubes for a second. You know, I mean, think about this. If the water will do something unique and magical in your ice cube tray, what do you think it's going to do when you put that quality of water into your body? I mean, if it'll do something that you'll not find any other water do, it has to be pure enough for this to happen. And it has to have the right, you know, spin on the electrons and everything else that comes from the BEV process. And if it'll do that in your ice cube tray, think what happens when you put that in your body. And you give your body what it's yearning and dying for is, you know, pure water so that it gets in your body and starts to do the things that water does. It's a lubricant. It's a transportant. It's a detoxifier. It's all these different functional properties that water serves in the body. And if you're not drinking pure water, you're messing with those fundamental roles that it plays and diminishing them and diminishing your body's ability to be truly healthy.
Yeah, and by the way, if you go to the link on our site, which Michelle's made it even easier, Pure Water System, hit that link. You save 10%. If you go to the phone number, use the code NMED, you still save 10% on a water filter, systems of whole home, tackle box system for preppers, Bev 100 countertop, Bev 300 with a reserve fund, 5 tank, and Bev 500 auto flush.
I tried a...
back, and we have Pam from Lumen Inlight Technologies, and we have all of the machines now properly lined up here at the Shop for Products section for NutraMedical. And if you actually go there, you'll see them. They're easy to identify. They're not kind of acting kind of funny. Michelle shortened the title there really well, and you can see they're all alphabetical, so you can go down, hit the button for Lumen Inlight Technologies Infrared Light Therapy, and they're here. I mean, they're all available. And what I think is kind of amazing is the Lumen Inlight pads. Systems are all the way from professional clinics to just the regular ones, and the prices are better. The prices are down. We actually had a backlog for a while of, I think, of the 264 pads because they're so popular. But we're all up to snuff now with inventory, all the way from the boots for the lower legs to the feet, to the brilliant caps for the head for traumatic brain injury or people at risk of stroke, to the pain relief. Now, I'll give you a little story. I started taking 2 weeks ago a Red Deer Velvet, and I've been a lot more active since the stuff is like rejuvenating me, and I creaked my upper back. So I slapped my pads on yesterday, and afterward I stretched and I heard a crank, crank. So I saved myself a chiropractic visit by using Lumen pads. You probably hear that oftentimes. People put the Lumen pads on, reduce the inflammation, then they go and just do some stretches in there. Snap, snap, and all of a sudden their upper back shoulder pain or whatever, it's gone. It's like, hey, thanks a lot. I saved myself an hour and a half to go to a chiropractor, the fee of seeing them, and maybe the pain afterward of the manipulating joints that aren't really cooperative. And that's the other thing, is if you use a Lumen pad before you get a deep massage, like I go to a Thai massage, her name is Fen, at Sala Thai Massage in Vista, so she's really awesome. And I have my own chiropractor, which I haven't used in a little while because I've been able to do all the stuff myself. So I love my Lumen pad. I have two here of the 264s right here at my desk. I have a smaller pad I use for sleep induction and for my eyes by my bedside. And by the way, if you want to go to sleep, there's nothing like frequency 3 on your eyes and your head from the Lumen pad. It literally will rock-a-bye a sleepy head. It'll put you to sleep. You say, well, why does that work? Infrared light shuts down the brain. It shuts down the reticular activating system. It turns on the pineal gland to release melatonin. It works like a charm, doesn't it?
Yes, it does.
Yeah. And the thing is, if budgie birds and cats and dogs will steal your pads while you're away, or if you put one up in their little cage, let's say if you've got an injured birdie, because I think you had some injured birds you actually resuscitated and rejuvenated with your Lumen pads. This is, I call it the light Band-Aid. It heals pretty well everything, and the frequencies are pretty neat. I checked them versus the cross-referencing from Linus Pauling's research on frequencies. And frequency 3, which is for your skin, central and peripheral nervous system, eyes and ears, is virtually identical to the frequency for gold. So literally, it's kind of neat. I mean, the pads are so, they're not heating pads. They say, oh, that's just heat. No, it's not. You can put a gel pack, like a cool gel pack on your skin, and put the Lumen pad on top of it, and it'll go through 12 inches of bone, muscle, ligament, and a gel pack, a cool gel pack on your skin. You can put, for example, curcumin cream, liposomal pregnenolone curcumin cream on your skin. Maybe after you put the CBD oil or nanotech oil on your skin, because it'll turn off the pain receptors along with curcumin, slap a cool pack on top, and then put the Lumen on top of that. And it works like a charm, doesn't it? It's not stopped by a cold pack or an ice pack. It goes right through the cold or ice pack like it's not even there, right?
Yeah.
Because it's light. Yeah, it's not heat. It's light. It's light, light, light. You know, again, people say, no, it's a heating pad. No, it's not. It's a light pad. So tell us what have you learned lately in the last few years, Pam, that makes you so even more excited about what we're doing with our pads?
Well,
What have you discovered lately?
Yeah, the thing that was really has been the research with the traumatic brain injury and reversing stroke and you know those kinds of injuries to the brain.
Yeah. By the way, I have a gentleman who flew in here from Texas, got his scan. He had had a stroke a few years ago, and they did carotid artery surgery on him. I did a metapathia scan on him, which, by the way, I can do in my studio here. You can fly in, or I can do it remotely. And he was in serious trouble. And he's got a brilliant cap. I think it should be arriving this next week. And he's going to be putting it on his head multiple times a day to try to regenerate his cerebral vessels. Because I recommended some conventional tests like a magnetic resonance angiogram and other tests of his lipids and test kits, which should arrive later in the week. But we're rescuing him from stroke land and dying. And that's how powerful these technologies are. They can protect you from having a stroke in progress, whether it's your cerebral vessel or your pontine area of your base of your brain. We can stop you from degenerative changes like Parkinson's disease or multiple sclerosis. So the brain cap is a technology I want people to start realizing. Combine it with our peptides, with our red deer velvet DR, with our other supplements, with our epigenetic frequency therapy. We can set up an antenna in your room and be rebroadcast right into the room, the DNA induction frequencies. I'm going to work with the new technologies engineers when they get them over at Enlight and licensed Enlight to actually use my epigenetic frequency therapies as well through the pads. That'll probably happen sometime in the next 6 months to a year, but it's coming. And I'll be having patents on those within probably a month on the epigenetic frequency therapy. So this is neat. Lumen fads are awesome. This is one of my favorite technologies. It's so non-invasive. You can take it on an airplane. You can have it in your car if you get back pain from driving. You can plug it into a cigarette lighter. I mean, it's amazing, isn't it? These little pads are so nondescript. You can just slide them in your purse or pocket or a little carry-on bag. You can plug them in through even the airplane power thing. It doesn't take a lot of power. You can even have a battery pack if you want to and just plug it into the battery pack. Pretty amazing, eh?
Yeah, it really is. I always use mine in the car on a long trip now. It makes a huge difference.
Now, what have you found that you didn't know, say, a few years ago about the Lumen pads and about what it does for people and animals like horses and birds and dogs and cats? Because you've got a larger dog that's getting arthritis. This is a godsend to them. I mean, more veterans should have these in their clinic, veterinarians. More people at home that have a pet they love because they're like their dog or cat child. You know, or a bird child, you know, or reptilian child. You know, some people like their reptiles, like their monitor lizards or their snakes. Light heals everything. Your DNA talks to the cell ion channels with infrared light, doesn't it? It's the frequency of life. So what have you found that you've discovered in the last few years by just observing all this stuff? Because to me, this is pretty amazing stuff, isn't it?
Well, I think another thing that I really loved learning about was some years ago when Dr. Gross did the back pain study, and you know, and we found that's when we first heard about how the lights would reduce the histamine and cortisol levels dramatically, hugely, and that was an important piece of information, I think, because we didn't, you know, prior to that, we really didn't know that it was capable of that kind of systemic result, or we didn't have the science to back up what we were seeing on a daily basis with people.
Yeah, and you can also put it right over places like the kidneys, and even C-reactive protein, which is an immediate cardiac marker of vascular and heart disease, reduces 90%. You can put it over your eyes, and you'll see your people say, "Hey, my vision's improving." This is weird. How can this happen? Well, it's going to improve perfusion, nutrient delivery, like especially if you're taking your Vision Max and a Red Deer Velvet DR and our peptides for the retina. And you're deconjugating with, say, Nutritrella and carnosine D-Link and taking vein away, et cetera. You take all the right nutriments, you add the light therapy, you add the epigenetic frequency, you need hyperbaric oxygen or even a stem cell transplant. We get it down to Novastem in Santa Clarita. I mean, you're going to regenerate your organs. I have one gentleman up in Los Angeles who's a media person, Richard, and he is reversing his kidney disease with some of our things, and he hasn't even had all the layers yet. Convincing him to add a Lumen Photon machine to his regimen here in the next week or so. When he gets his Lumen machine, he's going to be a really happy guy. He'll slap that pad over his kidneys and put it on for a half hour a couple times a day on frequency number 4. Frequency 4 is for internal organs like kidney and livers.
And that will stimulate his DNA, perfusion, oxygenation, ATP, and NADH level to regenerate the tissue when he takes our red velvet DR and the renal peptides and all of his other nutrimeds to regenerate his tissue. One layer upon a layer, and the orchestra sings a song of let's stay young, let's heal, let's regenerate, let's turn the clock backward.
Now there's a proven pie.
Welcome back. And so, Pam, I would use a little metaphor to explain how this complex science works. When you put it in infrared light, it pulses what's called entrains the tissue to a frequency, because every tissue basically has an entrained frequency. That's what Dr. Nogier discovered, the ontogeny of entrained frequencies. And when he was a medical empath, he basically was also a scientist. He discovered that frequency one is very pro-stimulant, frequency two is very pro-stimulant, frequency three is the highest energetics, is the skin, neuroectoderm, which is skin, brain, peripheral, central nerves, eyes and ears, etc. Frequency 4 is internal organs, liver, kidneys, spleen, etc., stomach, bowels. And frequency 5 is endocrine organs, thyroid, parathyroid, sex glands, ovaries and testicles, and the adrenal glands sitting on top of the kidney. And frequency 6 and 7 are decreasing inflammation. And frequency NICO, which is the old frequency, now they cycle through all of them in the newer pads, basically are frequencies that vary. What you're trying to do basically is you're inducing increased electron density in the cytochrome of the mitochondria that induces the oxidative phosphorylation to make more ATP and NADH, change tissue pH from acid to alkaline, improves oxygen delivery by reducing nitric oxide. So this is nitric oxide stimulant effect over, say, the kidneys to release and lower C-reactive protein, inflammatory things like homocysteine. So basically, it makes your tissues alkaline. It increases oxygenation of the tissues. It increases perfusion of the tissues. It gets rid of cytokines or free radicals. And the cytokine molecules your own immune cells and cells actually generate. So what you're doing when you actually use the Lumen Pad, you're doing everything to improve perfusion, oxygenation, detoxification, energetics, and reducing the inflammatory cytokines and even things that cause DNA damage to organs. So it's really quite amazing to me that this actually can happen. Your body can actually do this, isn't it?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and so when you're doing that, you're actually basically saying, hey, we're going to, like Arnold Schwarzenegger says, yes, but I'm going to pump you up with electrons and entrain your tissues so you have less oxygen, remove the cytokines, and make you healthy again of the detarget tissues, whether it's your eyes, your kidneys, your liver. What do you think? I like doing voices. Yeah, all my sons can do it too. They can do voices of different people. My oldest son, Matthew, speaks 5 languages, soon 6. And he can do he can do voices in different languages too. You should hear him when he's being an Arab or a Japanese or a Chinese person, or he's speaking say Greek, or it's really quite funny. So anyway, so the idea is here, it's actually a very simple process. You're entraining the tissues to make them alkaline, energetic, and oxygenated, and reduce cytokines, and it works. It works instantly. You can put it over a sore area and go, ah. And if you want to put a cold ice pack on it, fine. Put a little towel in between or a linen cloth and slap your Lumen Pads on. Just don't get your Lumen Pads wet. And just don't pull the wires out. I mean, they're tougher now. What I did in my pads, I got them years ago, just take a little bit of glue in the bottom of where the wire goes into the pad. And they're tough, man. They're going to last for years. And you don't need to buy anything. You don't need to buy new little sticky pads to stick on the skin. You just take care of them. You know, the care of your pads. It's real simple. Don't yank on them. And they're made really tough, aren't they? And by the way, don't think half the lights are out. They're out because your eyeballs can't see the far infrared light. So half the lights aren't out because of that. It's because you can't see that light that's actually talking to your DNA. Pretty cool, eh?
You get
you get a lot of calls from people, hey, these are defective pads. You sold me junk. No, that's not junk. That's called DNA, talking to your DNA, and it's not junk. It's how your cells work. Oh, they get the big O, don't they?
Yep.
That's funny. So any special things you've actually learned that, you know, in the last number of years where you're using these pads, because you can have horses will shimmy all, hey, they'll neigh and get closer to the pad because they like it. Your dogs and cats will steal your pads. Your budgie birds that are injured, let's say an injured wing, you'll see them actually start to regenerate and heal, and then they can flap around the room and finally you say, okay, birdie, it's time to go, you know. I think you've told me before you've resuscitated some local birds that got injured, probably hitting your glass and your windows, and then eventually they heal well enough, you let them go, and they go back to nature, don't they?
Yeah, we have been involved in rehabbing owls and several other birds, yes.
Yeah, I guess the owl has a right first word. Who wants to get well? who wants to get well with Lumen Inlay technology? Now, the thing is, if you've got sore joints, slap on our curcumin cream, maybe our CBD oil first, and the pregnenolone, but put the Lumen pads on, and you're going to say, oh, my gosh, my pain's going, and I'm not taking narcotics. You know, Trump's put $6 billion in for the stop narcotics. Most people are taking narcotics because they hurt. They've been injured in a car accident or arthritis, or they just hurt because they got a chronic viral infection like cytomegalovirus or Epstein-Barr virus or whatever. Or they've got a kind of degenerative condition. Their diet's crappy, and they're just, you know, got a degenerative joint that get in minor injury and turn into something bad. And what I think is really funny is that people will not realize that, if you simply start taking things like Lumen pads on top of the skin and taking your anti-inflammatories like Inflamax, Arthritix, Tendamen, or Joint Performance, they all work together as an orchestra, and it's amazing how fast people's pain will go when you'll slap the Lumen pads on and you're taking the right supplements internally. You probably have got lots of testimonials of people doing that, too, and they're saying, or their animal has gotten better and they're so happy for their dog or cat or their horse. What about horse trainers? What do they say? Because you should be in every horse trainer trailer around the country when they travel. They should be in every paddock, you know, where they have the horses, you know, running around doing their exercises. Horses are very super athletic, but they're almost like I call an astral animal. They're almost like spiritual as well as physical. They're so intuitive and empathic, just like dogs are empathic. Like I talked to my little dog Max, who is West Side of White Terry, says, it took me years to train you. He's looking at me like, you're trained now, Dr. Bill. I can look at you like my water dish is empty, or are you going to give me the good food today? And by the way, I can put a red deer velvet capsule in his food so he eats it, so I want to regenerate him now. I'm trying to keep him, and I'm going to start sticking him on my professional sonic in-life technology so I can get him sit up there and then kind of blast his DNA and turn his genes on, because he's 17 now. Which in dog years is over 100, but he's pretty frisky. I mean, he just bounces along and says, he can't be 17 July 10th.
And what kind of dog is he?
Today he's 17. He's a West Highland White Terrier.
Oh.
He's a smart little guy. He's smart, man. He's so smart. But he's telepathic, too. He doesn't need to look. He just looks at me like, did you get it? Oh, yeah, you got it, Deagle. Okay, you're walking toward my dish with my water and the special food I like.
Yeah,
he can't yet pet me with his paw, but in his mind, he's actually telling me. But once if I think he's limping or doing anything, I'll slap the Lumen pads on him. What people need to understand, care of your pet involves Lumen, doesn't it? I think every veterinary clinic and everybody should have one of these. If you have a pet and you're not using a Lumen pad, because remember, these pets age 7 times faster, they're going to get sore joints playing and trying to do stuff for you, running for the ball or just romping around the yard or... When my dog was younger, his jaw would literally vibrate when he saw bunnies. Now he just looks at the bunnies like we have a lot in our yard. It's like, nah, I'm leaving the bunnies alone. He's a geriatric dog. He's not going to chase the bunnies now. But you sure see him bouncing around. It's like, whoa, he's taking our supplements. And if he does get sore, I've seen him limp a bit. I give him stuff and boom, he's back romping around like, hey, I'm 17, but so what? I'm a healthy geriatric. I call it the emergence of the... Not only elderly people, but elderly dogs, you know, and cats. I want to see people eventually reach to the point where we can engineer it so our pets don't die, and they don't age anymore. They get to be adult pets, and they stay healthy for years and decades. Wouldn't that be nice?
That would be wonderful.
Yeah.
That's definitely the downside of having, you know, pets.
Well, one of the things that is prophesied for the time when Yeshua comes back, and it's going to happen as he emerges in the next decades, is though a man or woman dies at 100, it'll be like the years of a child. Lumen Pads is part of that orchestra of healing. If you get a Lumen machine, what you'll find is if your relatives or friends find it and use it for a while to say, hey, can I borrow your machine? You'll find it's very hard unless you have two of them, because somebody's going to grab one of them and take it on you.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's good stuff. Amazing. Coming up, hour number three, John W. Spring, a review of Kavanaugh, who is my pick, and I did get in as a Supreme Court nominee. What's going on in geopolitics, and what's happening in the world, both good and bad, and solutions are always present in dialogue. Thank you, Pam. We'll see you next week. John W. Spring is here. We're giving Trump advice on Mike Pompeo's visit to North Korea, in Iran, what to do with the border and immigration issues, and more in just a few minutes.
Need a powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens? Allicin Med is the powerful universal pathogen killer's latest advance of German-sourced allicin, enzymatically stabilized to clear the body of bacteria, fungi, mycobacteria, and parasites. It penetrates body biofilms and is non-toxic to tissues. Pathogen resistance cannot develop for long-term body-optimized wellness. Clear stealth pathogens that promote autoimmune disease, cancer, and vascular inflammation and plaque and promote healing of tissues. Now pathogen-free. With 200 milligrams more power than prior Alamed, you can't get a more powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens. Give your body what it needs. Allicin Med. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutridyne at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. That's 1-888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.